chapter 84. The book of Psalms, the 84th chapter, or the 84th division, however you want to call it. We're thankful so much today to have this wonderful privilege. It's a real honor to have the privilege to preach today on this conference. It's a privilege to be saved.
Amen.
It's a privilege to be called of God to preach His Word. It's a privilege to be a missionary under the authority of the Home Missionary Baptist Church. I have a prayer request that my mother asked that I bring before you at this conference. It's concerning my father, your brother in Christ. That is, that whatever God has for him in the days ahead, that he'll be pleased so that he may not have to go through excruciating pain even more than he already has. And I think that's a legitimate request.
Amen.
Because God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. He may do even better than that. But this is a request that she asked that I convey to you, and I know that you will honor this request. In the book of Psalms, chapter 84, I'd like to read verse 1 through 12. Will not be long this afternoon. Beginning at verse 1, how amiable or lovely, loved are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they who dwell in thy house, they will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a pool, the rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusteth in thee. I want to call your attention specifically back to verse 3, where that the psalmist here, whether it was David, whether it was some other individual that wrote this specific psalm, said, yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. I want to speak to you this afternoon for a little while upon the subject of the sparrows, the swallows, their young, and where they dwelled. The sparrows, the swallows, their young, and where they dwelled. And I trust that it'll be a blessing to you. And I said that I'll be preaching just a little while to kind of ease your mind. One of my sons, who has already dropped off to sleep, told me that I could preach for 4 minutes. He wanted to go home. But regardless, I'm sure that each and every one of us have enjoyed every message and are seeking further enjoyment also. And it's so good and so wonderful to see all of you here this afternoon. But here in Psalms 84 and verse 3, yea, the sparrow hath found a house, the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. I believe that the theme of this entire 84th Psalm is speaking about the psalmist's desire to be where God dwells. Now, we can note that specifically in several of these verses. Now, I wanted to read this entire psalm. It's a lovely psalm. To many people, it's one of their favorites. I try to get away from saying that one scripture is a favorite and one isn't, because I certainly don't want to be partial. All God's Word's favorite with me. But I want you to know in these verses of the 84th Psalm, the number of times that the psalmist refers to the house of God. First of all, note in verse 1 once again, how amiable. The word not only means friendly, but I believe here in the context it has to do with lovely, or how loved are thy tabernacles. So he's speaking about the house of God when he's speaking about thy tabernacles. And then also notice with me in verse 2, my soul longeth, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. So again, he is speaking about the house of God, though he is designating it here as the courts of the Lord. And then in verse 3, where that in the latter part of that verse said, even thine altars, wherein they were in the house of the Lord, the sanctuary of God, the tabernacle of God. Later on, thine altars were in the temple of the Lord. Verse 4, blessed are they who dwell in thy house. And then also verse 10, perhaps one of the more familiar passages of Scripture of this 84th division of Psalms. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked or in wickedness. So we can see very readily that the psalmist is speaking concerning dwelling in the house of the Lord. Now, I believe at this particular time that he was not able to be there. And though he did have this wonderful and great desire to be there, he recognized some creatures that God had made, and he envied what they had and drew an analogy to what we have here in Psalms 84 and verse 3. Well, we note here once again that as he saw these sparrows and these swallows and their nests, their homes, their young, where they dwelled, I believe that he was a little bit envious of them. In fact, I believe he was a great deal envious of where they dwelled and how they provided for their own. You see, God's house is a place of great concern to God's people, and it is of great concern in the Scriptures. We find here where that the psalmist loved the house of the Lord. Otherwise, I don't believe that he would have longed for it like he did. To be in the presence where God dwelt in a special way. I believe that's today the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. His kind of church. Amen. You can read in the Old Testament where that God met in a special way in the tabernacle. He met in a special way in the temple. And today he meets with his select and specific chosen people in a very special way in his kind of church. Amen. We read in Matthew chapter 18 where that Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. Now, that's not just any group of individuals. That's not just any one or two individuals, but that's the smallest capacity of a church meeting together. So you see, people do not have and cannot use that scripture because of its context. We find in Matthew 18, people cannot use that passage of scripture, although they may try, and they will, but they take it out of its setting. Where that they'll say, well, we can meet and the presence of the Lord is as much with us as it is with our church when it's holding services. It's not so. It's just not so. And so we find here, and the longing. In fact, the psalmist said, my soul panteth after thee, where your presence is felt in a special way. And then, of course, you run reference to Ephesians 3 and verse 21, where that we have the blessed privilege of giving honor and glory unto the Lord in and through His church throughout all ages, world without end, and amen. You can read prior in chapter 3 of Ephesians and find how that the church was purposed in God before this world began. And then Jesus revealed this mystery, where that He would have a special meeting place with His special people during this time in which you and I live. You see, the place where God dwells, and I believe in the omnipresence of God, don't get me wrong, but I'm saying, according to the Scriptures, that He meets with His people in a special way, in a special place. And so we're commanded, that's why we are commanded to assemble ourselves together in the house of the Lord. But the place where God dwells is a special place. A place of blessing. A place of love. A place of refreshment. A place of discipline. A place of obedience. A place of learning. You drop out of God's house, and I believe that you will quit praising God. You see, an individual will end up backsliding. You'll not think of it as the place of blessing. You'll not think of it as a place where it is better to be than in the tents of the wicked or in the tents of wickedness. Our souls ought to long to be in the presence of God, to meet with Him, to worship Him, to praise Him. This is done where He has chosen. And beloved, just as He has chosen that through Jesus we obtain salvation by faith in His blood that was shed at Calvary, so He has also chosen that we should glorify Him in and through the church that Jesus has established. And I'm thankful for it. What I'd like to speak to you for just a few more minutes upon this morning, this afternoon, how the psalmist, as he sang this song, envied the sparrows and the swallows that he saw, and the analogy that he drew from them. Two or three points. First of all, I'd like you to note with me, these birds found houses for themselves. They sought out a house for themselves. Then secondly, they sought a house for their young. First of all, they sought a house for themselves. Note with me again in Psalms 84 and verse 3. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself. And again, I believe the theme of this 84th division of Psalm is the longing to be in the Lord's sanctuary, or in His house, in His tabernacle, in the place where He dwells. Now consider with me for a moment. Now, I don't want to spiritualize, and I don't believe I'm taking it out of the context any that it ought to be, but consider with me for a moment what these sparrows and swallows were. Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke chapter 12 and verse 6, are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings? In other words, they were almost worthless to other individuals. Isn't that the way it is with God's people? That they're almost worthless to those of the world. They were worthless creatures to many. They were needy creatures. They required both nests and food. And that's where and what God's house is for. It's a nest. And it's a place where you're fed.
Amen.
Beloved, consider these sparrows and swallows. They were very inexpensive, not worth much. But they found a house. Consider what they had in this house. They had safety. They had rest. They had an abode. They had delight. They had nearness one to another. From my understanding, not every bird that God has made has this kind of desire as the swallows and the sparrows have. We find that the eagle is very ambitious. The vulture, of course, obviously is foul. The owl is fond of darkness. But these, as the psalmist drew this analogy or comparison of salt and house, whether it was near the house of God or not, I don't know. But one thing I do know, that he was drawing this comparison, how that they sought a house, and how that he also sought a house, God's house, Amen. For dwelling, for safety, Amen. For blessing. Spiritually, beloved, a sinner saved by the grace of God needs to find the house of the Lord. They're worthless to the world. In the standards of the world, the people of God mean very little to them. But the important thing for the people of the Lord to do is to find the house of the Lord, to seek it out, and then to dwell there. Children of the Lord do not need to wander in this world. They don't need to wander. Now, we are pilgrims in one sense. We are strangers in the sense that our citizenship is in heaven. But we don't need to wander as far as not knowing what God's will is for our lives, what direction that He would have us to take. We find that as the Word of God is preached and taught in His house, His courts, His sanctuary. The sparrows and the swallows found a house. You know, a lot of people are a whole lot like, if you've ever read the Adventures of Huck Finn, a whole lot of people are like Huck Finn and his friend when they got lost in the cave. Old Huck Finn, he kind of spit on his hand. And they were lost, didn't know what direction to take. He spit on his hand and clapped his hand together and he said, "All right, that's the way we'll go." That's the way a lot of people seemingly act today. But we do not exist in darkness as far as children of God. We are children of light.
Amen.
In a dark world.
Amen.
And we have a place where that we may go and be taught. The psalmist envied these birds as they sought a house for themselves. So ought we to seek after the house of the Lord. The world's a desert, but the house of the Lord is a place of refreshment for God's people while in this desert. And this world will never be more than a desert.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Nothing more.
Right.
Beloved, the sparrows and the swallows were lonely creatures. They were restless till they found a home. You know, as we've been hearing, and how wonderfully it's been put, you read, as you do in the study of the Scriptures in the New Testament, particularly the book of Acts, the missionary journeys and the authority of the Lord's church as it was being, the missionary endeavors as they were being carried out. I don't read of one individual that had a problem after they got saved following the Lord in scriptural baptism and being a member of one of the Lord's churches. That's like a new disease or something that we have to contend with today. I'd heard it, and I preach it, that the first commandment after the individual is saved is to follow the Lord in scriptural baptism. The Bible doesn't say that word for word. The principle, the teaching is there.
Amen.
After they heard, which comes always first, they believed, and they were baptized. And of course, obviously, as we have heard, as I pray all of us believe, baptized into the Lord's kind of church. But you see, these characteristics of the swallows and the sparrows, they were seekers for a home. They were restless till they found one. These ought to be characteristics of God's people today, seeking to find an abode, a dwelling place for their spiritual well-being. These creatures sought a home. And this conveys to us, as I have said, a place of shelter, security, a place like no other place upon the face of this earth. I believe that the psalmist was full of grief when he wrote this psalm. I believe that. I believe he was full of grief, full of joy, but at the same time, and I believe it's possible to be full of joy and full of grief too. You might say, well, how can you be full of one thing and full of something else too? I believe it's possible to be joyful and also at the same time grieving. We joy in the salvation of our Lord, and we grieve for those who do not have that salvation. I believe he had grief not because of fleshly desires that were not fulfilled. Now, that's the problem with many people today. They're grieved because their fleshly desires aren't fulfilled. They've set their affections on things of this earth rather than things above. But, beloved, he was had grief because of a spiritual desire that he had to be where God was in a special way. There was no other place on this earth that was so dear to him as the sanctuary of the Lord. This is just the opposite of the attitude of many today. You can read it in Paul's writing in Hebrews 10 and verse 25. The manner of some is to forsake rather than to assemble.
Amen.
But secondly, this afternoon, not only do we note concerning the sparrows and the swallows seeking a home for themselves, but note again in Psalms 84 and verse 3, yea, the sparrow hath found an house, the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Children of ours should be housed in the house of the Lord as long as it's possible to do.
Amen.
I believe that's what the scriptures speak about when it says, train a child in the ways of the Lord.
Amen.
You may not be able to bring them to God's house when they get older, out on their own. But while they're young, you can.
Amen.
Beloved, the sanctuary of the Lord should be the nursery for our young, no matter how young. The house of the Lord for our children is the place for them to not be afraid of.
Amen.
A place of joy.
Right.
I had to contend with a few years back. By God's grace, I'll never have to do it again. After I finished my schooling, I left the church that I was a member of at that time, which had a junior church. It's breaking off from assembling yourselves together. And by the help of God, I didn't then, and I never shall, God keeping me in the path of righteousness, that my child or children now will never partake of such. Beloved, the sparrows and the swallows and the young, we're in the same nest.
Amen.
They were right there. Something they shared together. Where they were brought up. Sometimes there are children who will go away from their nests, their homes. Sometimes there are those who will go away from the house of the Lord. Go out into the world. We plead with them to come back. To come back to the place where that God meets with them in a very special way. Beloved, instead of seeking the house of the Lord for the children of many parents today, they seek other places for them. Is not that so? Carefully observe in this verse. They found a place for themselves, and they took their responsibilities and sought the same place for their young. You know why a lot of parents don't see the need of their children being in the sanctuary of the Lord today is because they don't see their own need of it. That's exactly why. Many of fathers have today what is known as the Peter Pan syndrome. They've never grown up themselves.
You see, they're selfish. They feel their family is a burden to them. They'd rather spend their time with their buddies than with their families at home or in the house of God. They'll reap one day. They'll reap. It'll turn. They'll procrastinate concerning their responsibilities as the head of their homes, concerning material as well as spiritual matters. But they'll spend a great deal of time at work thinking they'll have a better home and better spiritual life because of it. But it doesn't work that way. Doesn't work that way. The sparrows and swallows found a nest for themselves, and it was good enough for their young too. And they felt the same thing concerning themselves. Then there's concerning many ladies. God help today. You know, I'm afraid that out in the world today, there's not too many what's referred to as Hallmark card mothers. You know what? There's just not too many. Well, I'm thankful for the ones that we do have. There is today, when you get off the Peter Pan syndrome, there is among some mothers the Cinderella syndrome. They'll enjoy the company of others more than they do their own household. They'll seek their own welfare and neglect their duties at home as a spiritual help and guide. Beloved, they found not only a nest for themselves, but they found a place for their young. Now, I'd like to note in closing this afternoon some sparrows and swallows in their nests here in the scriptures of the Bible. Turn with me for a moment to the book of Joshua chapter 19. Joshua chapter 19. You can title it something else if you'd like. But beloved, I see here in this passage of scripture, and in many others, the house of the Lord's for the whole family. The Word of God is for the entire family. The devil, and we've heard much, and I believe it, concerning the modern ways of doing things. One of the devil's ways of getting people to think and to do things is to separate the young from the old, like Pharaoh wanted to do with Israel. God's way has always been to keep the family together at home and in the church. In Joshua chapter 19, when God was allotting the land to the tribes of Israel. I'll read just a few passages of scripture here, but I believe we can see here some sparrows, swallows in their nests. In verse 1 of Joshua 19, the second lot came forth to Simeon, even for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. Verse 8, and all the villages that were round about these cities, the Baalphir, Ramah in the south. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Simeon according to their families. Verse 16, just a few other verses. This is the inheritance of the children of Zebulun according to their families. Verse 17, and the fourth lot came out to Issachar for the children of Issachar according to what? Their families. Time and time again you read of it here. Back in the second chapter of Joshua, you can read concerning Rahab the harlot. You know what her desire was? Not only for herself, but her household.
Amen. Amen.
The sparrows, the swallows, they're young. You can read, and I know that you have, the blessed and wonderful conversion of the Philippian jailer in Acts chapter 16.
Amen.
I can't help but think again of the sparrows, the swallow, and the young, when not only was that jailer saved, but his household also.
Amen.
And then as Paul went on unto Corinth in the 18th chapter of the book of Acts, we find there at that specific place where that the chief ruler of the synagogue, who I believe his name was Crispus, was converted, and his house. The sparrows, and swallows and their young. I believe those were some beginning places. The beginning of the church at Philippi, the beginning of the church at Corinth. Not that a church evolved, but what I'm saying is at that particular time, they were missions, and then they had to be established into the churches that Paul later wrote letters to. Beloved, we find these wonderful and blessed truths because, you know, the devil would have his way, would desire to have his way, that as in days past, homes would be broken, families divided, concerning every matter that there is. We do well to ponder this, to pray that our families may share in the blessings of salvation and in the blessings of worshiping God together. The house of the Lord, as I said, is a place for all. No distinction, no separation is to come in the house of the Lord. Now I close with this thought. If you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, seek to be in His house. Because that's where His presence is in a special way.
Amen.
My challenge to you this afternoon is, do not rest till, if possible, all those in your house are housed in the house of God.
Amen.
Do this as long as you can. What I've been taught, that's what I'm going to seek to do. Do it as long as you can, so that the courts of the Lord may be a delight to you and to others. The sparrows, the swallows, they're young where they dwell. May the Lord bless you, is our prayer.
Amen. Amen.